Hello, I'm Kudra Clover, and you're listening to the Exotic Hour, and guess who I'm here with?
Her old pal, Chris L.
Chris L! What's our crazy idea we're gonna do this week?
Well, I don't know if the Podsters are gonna wanna hear it, but...
I mean, you gotta be hardcore. We're basing a whole show around the song Caravan.
Yeah, many, many versions of Caravan.
And it's awesome. Caravanning across the desert. We're gonna start you off with, what you're listening to now is a Caravan by Irv Kotler. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, Crystal, do you know that a lot of people think that Duke Ellington wrote Caravan?
Yes, I do.
But you know who really wrote it, right?
His name was Juan Tizol. That's spelled T-I-Z-O-L. And Juan Tizol met Duke Ellington in Washington, D.C. at the Howard Theater.
Where is he from?
He's actually from Puerto Rico.
I wonder where he got the idea for Caravan. Well, Duke Ellington was the first one to perform it, and that was in 1937. So we're going to hear a version by Duke Ellington. And was Juan playing in this one?
I have no idea.
You know what? If he is, he's playing the what?
Oh, the valve trombone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. How'd you like that version, Crystal?
Yeah, that was pretty seedy and hot. That's like wandering dangerous. Around Bangkok looking for that perfect little bunny to play with.
All right then, Crystal. Well, yeah, that was the dirty version. And, you know, there's a few versions of Caravan that have lyrics. And we're going to play one by Valida Snow. Also, Juan Tizol did not write the lyrics, neither did Duke Ellington. Do you know who wrote the lyrics, Crystal?
Irving Mills.
Oh. Okay.
Is it Irving Mills?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, sorry.
Night and stars above that shine so bright. The mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Yeah.
Thank you.
That rockin' version of Caravan you just heard was by Ape. And next we're going to hear a version of Caravan by Dick Hyman.
Dick Hyman? Man, I'm glad I didn't have that name.
It's your alter ego, Chriselle.
Yeah, but I gotta admit, dude did produce over 100 albums in his career, so must have been doing something right, despite his funny name.
And he had a 50-year-long career, too.
Wow, that is impressive.
Just like us here at the Exotica Hour. By the way, we're in our year 3 now, I think.
Pat, pat on our backpacks.
Okay, here we go. Caravan by Dick Hyman.
Thank you.
man, that was seriously, seriously sick.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite versions.
And you know what's amazing about his flute? I was going two places at once. At first, I would be in the city, and then I'd be out in the middle of the desert. Seriously.
That's Herbie Mann for you.
He was awesome. And you know what? I know I'm kind of changing gears here, so to speak, in our factoids. Instead of talking about the artist, I'd like to mention something that I know off the top of my head, and that is in regards to actual deserts in the Sahara, from the central part of Africa all the way to the northern part of Africa, all those sand dunes, all the ridges. It is now proposed that that is actually how the first humans migrated out of Africa and into Europe. Instead of going down the Nile, they actually went along the top of those sand dunes in their caravans and then entered that way into the Sinai Desert.
It's a very interesting factoid, Chris L.
Yeah, so caravans aren't just...
Caravans are in the blood. They go way back.
Way back.
What's the
so next song?
No, Caravan.
Caravan? Oh, pfft.
By Gordon Jenkins. Are listening to the Exotica Hour with Kudra Clover and Chris L on BSOSradio.org. Thank you.
stars above that shine so bright. The mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. To the magic charms of you beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true within our desert caravan. Within our desert caravan.
Well, you just heard a version of Caravan by Joe Valino, and another one of the singing versions. Those are kind of interesting, huh, Crystal?
Yeah, they were.
You have that factoid look on your face.
I do, but I wanted to mention something about caravans, actually.
Oh, okay.
Well, the very first caravans were started by the Chinese around 500 BC, and for a good thousand-year period, from 500 BC to 1500, caravans were going from China to the West, and not the reverse. That was the Silk Road, and a lot of people don't realize that the Chinese were the very first ones to do that, and they spread their modern technology all over the world.
I wish we had a Chinese version of caravan. Well, the next version is by Jack Costanzo and his Afro-Cuban band. Caravan. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that was a version by the Sheik's Men.
You really dug the surf guitar in that?
I like the surf guitar in that.
Now, I dug the Hammond organ. I don't know if you know this, Potsters, but the Hammond organ was invented by Hammond, and it was his way to break out of the clock market. He took what he learned with clocks and put him into the world's first electronic organ.
Oh, I love the Hammond. My dad had one. I used to play it when I was little and pretend it was a spaceship. Hey, speaking of surf guitar, it sounded like one when you go through all the effects. We'll do the King of Surf Guitar next, his version of Caravan by Dick Dale. Oh, and I want to say one more thing. If you are interested in doing a radio show on BSOS, just go to bsos.org, BSOSradio.org, and go under submissions, explains how to do it, and there's also a little uploader. So come on, radio people, make a show. Okay, here we go with Dick Dale.
We'll be right back.
Well, Potsters, that was 80 Drums Around the World.
And, well, this is part one of our show, because we have an extended caravan show.
Yeah, if you didn't hear enough versions of Caravan, you're going to hear some more.
Or you're going to go crazy.
Crazy.
By the way, you're listening to BSOS Radio and the Exotica Hour. I'm Kudra Clover.
And I'm Chris L., sometimes contributor with Kudra, and we're going to have a message a little later on from our other sometimes contributor, Kudra, Captain Kush.
Captain Kush, coming to you from New York City.
What about Benny Lava?
And Benny Lava, behind-the-scenes programmer.
The other fourth-person contributor.
Sometimes. and like always, comments or questions, write to exoticahour@gmail.com. And stay tuned for more Caravan.